Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 13, 2024. Constant control. Question: if we understand that we are doing something in order to be pleasing in the eyes of the created beings, why should we be ashamed of such actions? How can you react correctly if you catch yourself doing this? Answer: the feeling of shame usually arises when you are not aimed toward the purpose of creation. Therefore, you must constantly monitor yourself, whether you are moving clearly in the direction of the goal, whether you are acting in order to bring contentment to the Creator. Question: what brings contentment to the Creator the most? What can we give Him if we receive everything from Him? Answer: love and connection that you want to reach in order to give Him a place to be revealed between you. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 2, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam and If the Way Be Too Far for You. Questions about spiritual work, 55. Question: several friends always wake up an hour before the lesson to prepare. How can I increase the germ of envy toward them? Answer: we need to raise the importance of preparation in ourselves. A person who prepares for a lesson gets a lot more from the lesson than the lesson gives. Question: how can you properly attach external galim to yourself? Answer: with love. And then there will not be any problems. Question: my ten is getting closer to me than my family, as if it lives in my mind all the time. Many things that used to interest me are no longer valuable to me. Does this mean that I have a good connection with the ten? Answer: yes, because this is how you begin to feel your soul. Question: why? By imagining some states, although they are all fantasies and not real, do we get to the right spiritual degrees? Answer: it is normal. That is how you progress. You stumble, but eventually, you crawl to the upper degree, like a small child who, unable to go up the stairs, climbs them. Question: what is the difference between the concepts of house and temple? These are different kelim, vessels. How are they different? Answer: the temple is a home for many souls placed there, and from there they cry out to the Creator from their unity. A house is a family that lives in it and aspires to the Creator, or maybe not. In other words, the house is for the family, and the temple is for the souls. Question: can one envy the Creator? Answer: yes. We want to become like the Creator, so we envy all His qualities, which we want to resemble. This point is called our correction. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 31, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. What are three things that broaden one's mind in the work? Don't try to outrun time. Question: what does it mean that a person examines all his states with the help of faith? Answer: he rises above himself in faith above reason and feels in what state he is in relation to the Creator and his friends. Question: but if he is in the right line, feels eternity and perfection, loves his friends and agrees to remain in this forever, how can he go with faith above reason? Answer: if he is in such a state, then he has nowhere to go. This state simply fills him and that is it. And what to do? Act only through connection with the group. You will succeed if you walk correctly, not along the left or right, but along the middle line. Comment: but the middle line seems like a rapid change of states between the right and left lines. You feel perfection, then another state, you transition from one to another and no longer understand where the one and where the other is. My response: allow yourself to move forward a bit. Don't try to outrun time. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 1, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. Embrace of the right, embrace of the left. Attaining the spiritual world. If many people examine one spiritual thing, each will attain according to his imagination and senses, thereby seeing a different form, Balhasulam. Shamati 3. The matter of spiritual attainment. Everyone attains spirituality in their kelim, vessels. What one person reveals cannot even be compared to the attainment of another. How can I get into him and try on his kelim for myself? We attain everything in our desire and not in the desire of a friend. Question: what is the difference between these desires? Answer: the difference is purely individual, it is impossible to explain. For example, when you hear a sound, you can say it has a frequency of 400 Hz, a certain velocity and pressure, but you still cannot compare it with how a friend perceives it because you feel it internally, in yourself, and a friend in himself. Question: if we attain spiritual objects each in our own kelim, what are our chances of mutual understanding and true spiritual unification above all differences? Answer: you will not feel the differences. Rather, attaining the spiritual world will bring you closer and will make you understand each other better. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 26, 2023. Writings of Balhasulam, The Matter of Spiritual Attainment.